everybody with another lovely day. It's getting cold outside,
but yes, it's warm in here. We getting hot. We getting hot.
It's cover season, and we're back. It's another episode. D-Dub, Thursday night. Forget the game.
The game was meaningless.
Last few seconds of the game.
8 seconds to be in fact.
There was a brawl.
Fight.
There was a brawl, and Mason Rudolph, the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he was hit late by Myles Garrett, defensive end for the Cleveland Browns. He was hit late.
I wouldn't say hit late. I would say he was hit, and the attack and drag to the ground was late and excessive. The hit was legit.
I agree with that. I'll agree with that. So, as that happened, Mason Rudolph then began to pout. You know, he's not a fighter. He began to pout and kick his legs and you know, try to rip off Myles Garrett's helmet. Myles Garrett, in return, said, "Nah, bro, you crossed the line. I'm angry." He reacted wrong. He pulled off Mason Rudolph's helmet. They, of course, got up. And he swings. He swings and he lands the helmet right square on the top of the head of Mason Rudolph. I'm not even going to talk about Pouncey just yet.
Nah, we're not going to get into that right now. That's a whole different conversation.
Now, I understand that people have said they were both wrong, and I agree. I agree because
100%.
Mason Rudolph, I understand, bro. That's not the life you live, and you get taken down and you didn't like it. Don't try to swing at a grown man if you're not ready to fight.
Absolutely.
That's first and foremost. Myles Garrett, you're a professional. This is your job. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. You're a professional, and this is your job. This is your livelihood. You got to be smarter than that. A lot of people are going, you know, he's crazy. That should have never happened. I understand. He got to go. He has to go. He needs to be suspended. He needs to be punished. But you need to be smarter than that. You have to think of your family in this situation.
Absolutely.
You have to think that, damn, I might not even be able to come back if, you know, depending on what happens. Because the NFL doesn't play that, man.
No.
It'd have been one thing if it was just a fight between him and, you know, another player or something like that. But it's a quarterback.
They're always going to stand up for the quarterback over the defensive person.
You got to do better than that. I think that they were both wrong. I think Myles Garrett definitely needs to be suspended. I think he doesn't need to play all of next year. That's how severe I think he needs to be punished. Not only does he not get to finish out this year, but I think he needs to be punished for all of next year to sit down and contemplate. You're a grown man. Number one, you're an African American. You're a black man, just like me.
Let's not push that envelope just yet, because we're not gonna push the envelope.
But he just needs to understand. Yeah. They're not your friends up there in the front office.
No, they're not.
They can replace you. They can replace you as easily as they want.
They might be called the Cleveland Browns, but they sure not Brown up there in the front office. I tell you that right.
Exactly.
Now.
So you need to understand that, you know, that plays a significant role in your actions. They're not gonna come down as hard as you, on Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph's not gonna get the type of punishment, and he started it. He's the one who kicked him in the groin and tried to take his helmet off first.
Let me finish this out real quick. I am in complete agreement with you 100%. Myles Garrett needs to be suspended because the actions in which he took at the end of it, where he swung the helmet, could have been lethal. It could have ended in someone getting killed. It could have, you know, ended in someone with a severe injury. Now, I'm not for that. You know, I understand. I played football. You know, fights happen. You know, fists get swung. People get shoved. But as soon as you take off a helmet and you swing it, especially against another defensive player that doesn't have a helmet on, it's a problem. And that's something that the people don't want to see, the fans don't want to see, the kids at home that watch you on,
Nope.
you know, a weekly basis do not need to see. They don't need to know that this is okay, that this is something that is accepted. So with that, he definitely needs to be suspended for the rest of the season. As far as going into next season, I think it needs to be a case basis because I, according to the rules, it's a one game suspension. But with the act in itself, I think he does need to be, you know, suspended a little more. I think 10 games total. I don't know if, you know, two whole, you know, this season and next season is right, because you have had other players with a history of violent acts in the sport, and it hasn't gone that far. People who have, you know, stepped outside the boundaries of football off the field, and I haven't got, you know, that length of punishment. Now, I do think that the NFL does need to, you know, make the punishment appropriate. But the one thing that I don't agree on is the fact that Mason Rudolph hasn't been touched at all. Whether he's the golden boy or not, he initiated the attack and also
He's done the
tried
rest of the
to,
season too. In my
and
opinion, he's done the rest of the season too.
he should be,
Without a doubt.
because not only did you initiate it, okay, the ground scuffle was one thing, you tried to rip off the helmet, but you again charged him to, you know, do whatever, whether it was swing on him or even throw. Your teammates were already separating you. There was two Steelers separating you between, and to be honest, if Mason Rudolph doesn't go and, you know, further instigate the situation, I don't see Myles Garrett swinging a helmet. I see him taking it home as a trophy prize because they're about to win the game. But because he sees you coming at him again, not only did you start it from the ground, but you got up and continued it, and you tried to come at him again. That's when he swings. And like I said, Myles Garrett was completely out of control. We don't condone it, but his actions cause and effect. So I think the both of them should be suspended for the rest of the season.
Yep, I definitely agree. And then of course, going into further news,
We got our next
over the
guy.
weekend,
The next guy.
Colin Kaepernick, when will Cap play?
Let me
They changed the location. He changed the
take
location.
this. Let me take this real quick. Let me take this real quick. Colin Kaepernick has been out of the league for 3 years. We've always been talking, when will Cap play? When will he come back? When will he'll make his NFL debut again? There have been a lot of things that have been are happening around the league with the situation. First with the, you know, the grievance, and then the settlement. But now we're talking about an actual opportunity for Colin Kaepernick to try out for NFL teams. Now, my biggest gripe with the whole situation was they held a tryout on a Saturday. Now, Saturdays is the day before a game. Now, say there was a game in London this week. The teams that are playing in London, they're not going to be there. The teams that are traveling, they're not going to be able to attend. The people that would like to attend won't be able to, because they'll be coordinating for games. You know, they'll send out their scouts or whatever to, you know, do the necessary thing. But those are minions. Those aren't the people that need to be there, that should be seeing this. With that being said, the location was in a closed location only for the executives. Now, if you're the NFL and you have no problem with, you know, granting this workout for 32 teams, why is it closed? You granted Nike to shoot a commercial. You granted the reporters to be there, but you didn't let the public be there to see anything. So I'm not mad that he changed the location, because guess what? He changed the location. The media was able to get there. The high school is not far from where, you know, they wanted to hold the tryouts in the first place. So for the media to be able to get there, and the NFL team saying that they couldn't, you know, get there, is complete BS. Because if the media can hop in their trucks and get their cameras and get all that stuff set up, and Nike can get over there, why can't the NFL get there? That's my gripe. I have no problem with him changing the setting, making it an open venue for everybody to see, because the man deserves it. He's been sitting on the sideline for 3 years, working out every 5 days a week for 3 years. Why should it be in an enclosed setting? Because that's what the NFL wants. What the NFL wanted was to have him banned all the way around. Now, if you're going to continue to give this man an opportunity, make it a fair opportunity. Make it open. Make any person, team available. Give him the tryout he deserves on a Tuesday, where all free agents, as a league standard, try out on Tuesdays, because it's after Monday night games. People are still recovering. Coaches have that time and availability to go out and see the tryout instead of on a Saturday when teams aren't available. And that's really my issue with that. I think he had a great workout. I think that his ability to throw the ball is still there. We're just going to have to see how they move forward with this decision.
He changed the location. He changed the location. And my one problem with him changing the location, I think for the first time, for the very first time, the NFL was genuine in giving him a chance in front of big people. Now, I like you said, I know that, you know, some of the scouts who, you know, they're not many of the important people, but a team like the Atlanta Falcons, I'm sure they had the important people there. I'm sure probably somebody from the Saints down in Louisiana that's not too far probably had their people there. I'm sure there's teams from Texas that's not too far probably had their people there. Mm-hmm. I think some people from Florida, you know, Miami, you know, a team like them, you know, had their people there. The Bucks probably had their people there.
Well, that's according to the NFL, all 32 teams had representatives at this. So whether it was a coach, a scout, or whatever it is, the same way you got to where you was going, I'm sure you can make it 30 minutes down the road. There's Uber, there's Lyft, there's a whole bunch of NFL executive car services.
There was no. So this is my thing. I think the NFL was genuine in this chance in giving him an opportunity. Now, it's in his right. It's in his every single right to do what he thinks is best for him. And if he thought that changing the location was best for him and his people and getting his talent out there, it's in his right. But my thing is, we all know Colin Kaepernick has talent. He's been to 3 NFC championship games. He's been to a Super Bowl. We know he has talent. He had just thrown for 16 touchdowns on 2 interceptions the last time we saw him. We know he has talent. He hasn't had any major injuries. He hasn't played football in the last 3 years. He might be a little rusty, but that shouldn't take away from his talent.
He has 3 more years than any quarterback his age, as far as I think, you know, on his body and the tax.
As fans in the media, we didn't need to see him. We really did not need to see him. Now, I was pleased to see his arm strength was still there. He still had a good accuracy on the deep ball, so that was something good to see. He still looks like he can move around, which is really good to see. But we really didn't need that. We didn't need to see it. The NFL teams needed to see it to make sure that you're still good, to make sure that you're still in good condition.
Well, here's the biggest situation out of the whole thing. Whether, you know, you talk about the free agent practice on Tuesday, the main reason I believe that they moved the location was because all of the recording and the tape and the film that was supposed to be recorded at the primary location was to be done by the NFL and the NFL exclusively. No one else was going to be able to record, not even him and his agents, to have their own private film recordings and discussions. It was just the NFL. Now, if this is supposed to be an open tryout with all 32 teams, why is it just the NFL has the right to record and film or anything? You go to the scouting combine, it's not just the NFL there. You got Nike there. You have other marketing teams. You have their own agents and everything. So when it came down to only the NFL will be able to distribute the film and the discussions, I think that is where they had the primary issue, is that the NFL is the only one with the key to distribute to all 32 teams, whether they were able to be there or not. So if you're the Giants and you can't be there and the NFL is the one distributing the tapes, and they don't get, say, you know, they pull a buffoonery. They don't give the Giants a tape until Wednesday, Thursday,
Look,
Friday, next week.
it's the year
This does not give the
2019.
opportunity.
It's the year 2019. Even if the NFL thought they had that thing locked and loaded in a safe, that tape would leak somewhere. It is 2019.
I don't
We've
think it would
seen
have leaked because it would have been
everything
just
leak.
exec. It
Let
would have
me
just
tell
been
you.
executives
Let me
and
tell
Nike,
you.
because
Let me
Nike
tell you.
wouldn't disrespect the business with the
Let me
NFL
tell
in
you.
that way.
Someone would leak it. I don't care who the NFL think they are. I don't care what type of security they think they have. Someone will get to it and leak it. All it
You're
takes
right.
is
You're
it's just
right.
somebody who wants to find it. Somebody will find it. So I don't understand why why that was such a huge problem. You know how many people have
Oh,
camera phones?
they also wanted him to sign a waiver that no one else wanted him. No one else would be able to record. I forgot to say that. They wanted him to sign a waiver that no one else would be allowed to record except for the NFL. That was one of the key issues. Yeah.
I just think in the whole situation, Colin Kaepernick made a mistake. You know, trying to change the location just for the media. Because now I think the NFL is gonna just come back and say, "Hey, we gave him a shot." You know, you saw they released a statement saying that they were disappointed. I think that, you
Yeah.
know, like this is gonna be like, "Hey, we reached out to him and he played us." So no
But
more chances.
look who reached out though. It was the front office. It wasn't Roger Goodell. It wasn't any of the 32 coaches. It wasn't any of the executives. It was the front office. And the league front office are minions. That's all they are. They are spitting images of what the executives of the NFL want to put out there. So they're only going to say what the NFL wants to put out there. Now, if this was an actual thing, I think Roger Goodell would have hopped out in front of his, hey, we made this available, blah, blah, blah. No, Roger Goodell has not come out and said anything publicly about Colin Kaepernick or anything since this news was made available or even after the fact. So, you know, what they put out there is just nonsense because at the beginning, they said that not all 32 teams were going to attend. Now they put it out there that all 32 teams had representatives there. So, you know, what is it? How would we know? Especially if it was in a closed setting. Now that they put it in
And
an
I
open
understand
setting,
that.
that you know who was there. They already said, you know, the Titans were out there, the Falcons were out there. There were plenty of teams. The Eagles were out there. So, with all this going on now, it's in the open. It's not like, you know, it's a closed setting. You don't know who's there, who's not there. And guess what? The
That's true.
recording is not just done by the NFL now. Now you have other people to verify, hey, this is an actual thing. This ain't no cap. This ain't no PR stunt. This is actually happening. They're giving him a shot. And yes, I do think the changing location will play an effect because not every team was there. But I do think it makes a statement saying that the NFL cannot hold all the keys. If this is supposed to be a trust-binding relationship between two people, two entities, you got to be completely fair. If this was a tryout for even when Josh Gordon was coming back after his whole stint, it was open. It was an open tryout. They let anyone and anyone who wanted to see Josh Gordon try out come and do that. So why was it a closed tryout for Colin Kaepernick? Only because of the situation and what he stands for, and that is completely it.
Okay, and I definitely agree with that. You know, it changing the location definitely did allow, you know, everyone to see that it was a real thing. I think just like you said, they want transparency. I get that sentiment. But
But I do think it hurt him. Like you said, I do think it hurt him
yeah, but
because.
you know, being you know, I think it would have got the tape would have gotten out anyways. But you know, he wanted to get it out, you know, immediately. So, you know, like I said, it was definitely within his rights. And as we come to an end on the first half, halftime, you already know, go do what you do. We'll be right back.